This is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The world outside the Kremlin walls expected two dissidents to go on trial today, but in what seems almost deliberate defiance of Western concern, the Kremlin has let it be known that the trials of four men are now underway. Bernard Redmont reports from Moscow.
In Moscow, Jewish dissident Anatoly Sharansky declared he was innocent of all charges. He denounced them as absurd, rejected his state-appointed lawyer, and said he would conduct his own defense. Sharansky faces a possible death penalty. At an unusual briefing for reporters barred from the trial, a Soviet official said Sharansky was accused of giving secrets to foreign intelligence services through diplomats and journalists. In Kaluga, 100 miles away, another Jewish dissident, Alexander Ginsburg, also pleaded innocent to charges of anti-Soviet agitation and propaganda. He faces a possible 10-year prison term and five more in Siberian exile. A third dissident and fellow member of the Helsinki Human Rights Group, Viktoras Piatkas, went on trial in Vilnius, Lithuania. The Soviet authorities opened a surprise military spy trial against a man named Anatoly Filatov, who was not known to be connected with the three dissidents. All of the proceedings carry major implications for troubled East-West relations. The timing seems to underscore the Kremlin's determination to smash dissent, despite the diplomatic fallout and the impact on the Soviet image abroad. Bernard Redmont, CBS News, Moscow.
More news after this.
When your motor oil is down half a quart, what should you do? Add a quart or wait until it's down a full quart? That's today's Pennzoil quiz for motorists, and the answer is wait. Wait until your car is a full quart low. Pennzoil experts say never overfill your crankcase. Too much oil causes foul spark plugs, harmful foaming of the oil, and more oil consumption. With today's more costly cars and repairs, Pennzoil's advice is watch your oil level carefully, change your oil and filter on time, and never put any product in your engine that isn't quality. A good way to be sure of quality is to ask for Pennzoil. Pennzoil motor oil and the Pennzoil filter. They are both dressed in Pennzoil yellow, so you'll know them when you see them. But if you don't see Pennzoil on display, be sure to ask, so you'll never have to use less than Pennzoil. When your car is worth caring for, Pennzoil is worth asking for.
Secretary of State Vance made it official today, no matter how great the concern, the trials now going on in the Soviet Union will not stop the American effort to reach agreement on a new SALT pact limiting nuclear arms. He leaves for Geneva tomorrow and held a news conference today before his departure. Marvin Kalb reports.
Yes, the secretary admitted the trials have already aggravated Soviet-American relations, but no, he stressed, he would not call off his strategic arms talks with Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko as a form of protest. Vance would leave for Geneva tomorrow, he said, because SALT was something special.
It is a question which deals with the prospects of mutual annihilation on either side. Therefore, we think that this issue must be treated differently from others and should be addressed on a continuing basis with the highest priority. We have indicated in the past that we would not link these discussions with other discussions. We continue to believe that that is a correct and sound policy, and that is the policy we're following.
Vance does not expect a breakthrough during this round of SALT talks with Gromyko unless the Russians make some startling concessions. And in the current atmosphere, that is not considered to be likely. Marvin Kalb, CBS News, the State Department.
The Carter White House, with its deep commitment to human rights, could not let this day pass without some comment, but it was a very careful one. Ed Bradley reports.
According to the White House, the trials represent a defeat for the Soviet Union. Jody Powell, White House press secretary, said the trials strike at the conscience of the entire world. He said it is a defeat not for those who advocate human rights, but for those forces of oppression and injustice which we protest. In very carefully worded language, the president's spokesman said if the trials are meant to stop Mr. Carter and others in this country from speaking out on human rights, they will not do that. And although this administration does not link the trials with progress on the talks on the limitation of strategic arms, Powell said, in a situation like this, it is appropriate that we take a look at other aspects of the relationship. Ed Bradley, CBS News, the White House.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
When a U.S. president's sister faced a crisis, her brother Jimmy gave her faith to believe there'd be an answer. And her brother Billy had the answer. That's Ruth Conner Stapleton and her brothers. The growing faith healing movement she spearheads is the cover story of Newsweek magazine this week. Newsweek explores the movement's roots in religion and psychiatry. Newsweek also reveals why Billy Graham and Oral Roberts are not welcome at the White House. Learn more about faith healing, its practices, and practitioners in Newsweek at newsstands now.
Egad, how irresistible you found that luxurious, elegant Buick Electra you saw last fall. Ah, but you judiciously opted to wait for the time of year when the price might well be more in your favor. Well, if one were to contact a Buick dealer right now, one might find him offering most agreeable deals. Buick Electra. Yes, you can. At your Buick dealers.
Yes, you can.
Two European socialists, Chancellor Bruno Kreisky of Austria and Willy Brandt, former Chancellor of Germany, proposed a Middle East peace plan today, calling for Israeli withdrawal from occupied territory and Palestinian participation in determining their own future. The plan emerges from talks with President Sadat in Vienna and will now be presented to the Socialist International. Sadat has now gone to Salzburg. Doug Sefton reports from there.
President Anwar Sadat has settled into a small, very select Alpine hotel about 15 miles outside the historic city of Salzburg. There, on the shores of a crystal mountain lake, he'll have time to consider his position. His feeling, those close to him say, is that everybody talks of peace in the Middle East, but few are doing anything about it. He spent the past few days in Vienna with prominent fellow socialists, including Shimon Peres, the Israeli opposition leader. And what he's been getting is a great deal of sympathy, but very little substance. Still, Sadat often makes the claim that he is a patient man. Perhaps it's enough that he is continuing to keep attention focused on Middle East peace while waiting for the foreign minister's meeting in London next week. Doug Sefton, CBS News, Salzburg.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
When you teach your child numbers, he's learning a skill that will be useful when he learns to read later on. Give your child five pieces of plain paper. Write one number from one to five on each one. Then give your child some old magazines and tell him to cut out pictures from the magazines and paste them on the sheets of paper. Tell him to find one house, two dogs, three cats, four children, or five ladies. Use any objects you desire. When he's finished, clip or staple them together with a cover page that says My Book of Numbers 1 to 5 and put his name on it. He'll be busy with this activity for some time and he'll love that you're helping him learn. Did you know that parents all over the country like you are beginning to understand that teaching their children is something that they can do and that it tremendously benefits their children? For other ways you can help your child, listen for other new approach method reading hints to parents, furnished as a public service announcement by this radio station. And write New Approach Method Incorporated, Post Office Box 1303, Trenton, New Jersey, 08607.
Stocks higher on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 817, up 4.33. The average price per share was up 11 cents on the New York Exchange, volume over 22 million shares. The average price up 4 cents on the American Exchange. Wall Street on this World Tonight.